When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want. And reliability you can count on, so you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
It's cozy season, and nothing compares to wrapping yourself in a Minky Couture blanket. Luxuriously soft, perfectly warm, thoughtfully made. From movie nights to chilly mornings, Minky Couture turns everyday moments into pure comfort. Once you feel it, you'll understand why it's called the original best blanket ever. Visit MinkyCouture.com or a store near you and make this cozy season your softest one yet.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Sponsored by the Downtown Lincoln Foundation. Here is your host, Derek Pearson.
It is, in fact, Monday. 11:04 in the city. Mother Nature, do your thing. Do your thing. Turn the heat on for us. Be greatly appreciated. A Monday boom is appropriate. Thank you for hanging out with us for the next hour. Special show, lots of good things going on. Good to be back. 402-464-5685 is the Starter Hammond text line. Want to be a part of what we're doing? And you do. Hit us with a what's up on the text line, and we will include you in the show. Celebrating a couple of different things today, and we'll get into that here quickly. But first, two questions. Kind sir, Bach, how the heck are you?
Hey, doing pretty good. I didn't slide around, slip, or fall or anything this weekend. So that was the main goal, and I'm unscathed so far.
Well done, kind sir. And if you would please, pay the bills. Pay the bills.
Yes, today's show is sponsored by Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest quality technology and communication services since 1901. Whether it's residential or business, Hamilton has the answers. Visit HamiltonTel.com for more info today.
Thank you, kind sir. Greatly appreciate you. It's a big week around here. The end of regular season for women's basketball. The drive that is Nebraska basketball and what's going on. The week in between. End of regular season for Nebraska wrestling and the Big Ten tournament coming up. In 2 weeks at Penn State University. Well, we will be out there covering that for you. All the tournaments, the state tournaments are about to fire up. We'll start with the young ladies and then get to the young men. Nick Sainert and crew will give you full coverage, exceptional, top-level coverage of the high school state tournaments. There, shout-out to all the folks who participated in the wrestling state tournament. Great weekend there as well. It is a special week indeed. Go Big Read. And it's a different brand because I had somebody reach out to me Friday about Go Big Read. And then they pointed out to me that there were other universities that were participating. So I thought it was just because the Husker Athletics had been a big part of this and Lincoln Food Bank, et cetera. And of course, they included and have joined tag team partners with our wonderful mission linked to literacy. It's my pleasure. It's always a joy to sit next to Joe Sheets and talk about the good things going on. Joe, how are you?
I'm good. Just listening to your travels and coming back off another whirlwind. It's good to be sitting here next to you.
Yeah, there's a few hours. I wasn't sure I was going to make it back. I was like, hey, Bach, I got something for you to do on Monday. But the universe worked together and got me back here. It's a big week. First of all, to give the folks the background with Link to Literacy and the mission that is literacy and getting books in the hands of young people.
Yes. I always like to start out talking about Link to Literacy with a question. It's a simple question, and it can be posed to your audience, your listeners today, causing you to think a little bit. But did you own books in your home as a kid?
That is the great question. And I think I've had this conversation with you before, that it was such a big part of my growth and the change of trajectory and direction, the forward and up of education. And there were books because there were, I was blessed in that I had seven older brothers and sisters.
Yes.
So books found their way into the house. And as a matter of fact, I was number seven of eight, and my hand got slapped a lot for going in my brothers and sisters' book bag to kind of,
I can imagine that.
To peek at the curiosity of the world beyond whatever grade I was in.
Yes.
So the books, that's what happened for me.
Yeah. And I think the question is an important one for all of us to think about, because we take it for granted. So many of us take it for granted. I would go down to our family room. I grew up in a little tiny house, but we had this great bookshelf. And Winnie the Pooh, this is the same book I held when I was 7 years old. It's starting to get kind of ratty, but we take it for granted. And not everyone in our community has access to their own books or even to a home library. And I think that's the key in describing what Link to Literacy is about.
The studies, the science behind it exists. It's real. And a part of wanting to be a part of this is that very thing, that we can change lives in the simplest of ways by giving people that, feeding the natural curiosity that literacy allows.
Yeah. And if you don't have books at home, you're not as apt to just go grab one off the shelf. So thank goodness for libraries. Uh-huh. Thank goodness for schools. Kids get books in their hands. But to be able to have them at home where you can return to that book again and again, and then that starts to become your story. The kids see themselves in the pages of the book, and it becomes joyful reading instead of just assigned reading. And I was thinking about just bringing joy into our lives, and I was thinking about the Olympics. And have you read the story about Alyssa Liu?
Yes.
She won a gold medal last week, I believe. And part of her story is that she had retired from skating at a very young age, and then she came back and she started skating because it was joyful. And she did it her own way with a new attitude. And I think when kids have books in their home, they start reading more for their own enjoyment. And we're trying to build up a community of joyful, confident readers at Link to Literacy.
That joyful part
is
important, because conditionally, without boundary and without purpose, books can become work. They can become labor.
Yes.
They become they can become stressful. They can become the thing that you look at and think, oh man, I've got work to do.
Or homework.
Yeah. It cannot be always work. It cannot be forced. It can't be. And so I remember my grandmother giving me it was that, and again, a lot of kids don't go to public library.
Yeah.
Like we're old enough that we had to go to public library.
Yes.
But getting books in the house, she brought, there was a book, Animal Farm. And she used it to explain a lot of things. But in that book, there was curiosity about people. It made me look at animals different, but it gave me things to consider about people.
Yes.
And what kind of person I wanted to be. And it took me to places that I could never, like The Sound of Music. I immediately became curious. What is this place? So that's the value in it. And then you said a thing, seeing likeness in it, seeing something in the book. Look, everybody's heard the phrase, you have to see it to be it. That is truly the value of literacy. It allows you to take journeys to places you're never going to go. Maybe you want to go. To meet people that you've never met, to hear about cultures, and you're a foodie like I am. The idea that these books will make you curious about food.
Yes.
and where they come from and why.
Yeah, we have a book bridge program at Link to Literacy, and we're teaching parents and caregivers how to read to kids. Mm-hmm. And one of the pillars is actually a sensory. So how do you use your five senses when you're in a book? How can you see it and hear it and taste it and smell it and all the senses? So not only are we providing those books to children and families, but we're teaching caregivers and parents how to read so those kids can see themselves in the pages.
I'm with Joe Sheets, Link to Literacy. Joe, the science behind it says getting the books in the hands of the young people and the families as early as possible. And I think sometimes that's missed too.
Yes.
That we wait until preschool or kindergarten, and at that point you've kind of determined the fate.
Yes.
What is ideal? What are we trying to do with these books and when?
Yes. By having access in their homes, even when kids are so young. We have a grandson that's 17 months old. Last night I was with him. His sister and parents were away. And what I always do as a grandma is I go grab a book. So I sit with Jace on my lap. He doesn't know the words in the pages, but he can turn the pages. He can get used to them. And then as he grows older, like his three-year-old sister, then it's already a habit. So the younger we can get those books into the kids' hands, then the more it becomes a habit, and they're going to learn to read. And statistics show if a kid isn't reading at grade level by fourth grade at a proficient or even a basic reading level, they are 2 to 3 times more likely to end up in a cycle of poverty or even in the justice system. And those are just facts. They speak for themselves. Early childhood literacy is important.
And I didn't want, I was having this discussion a couple of months ago with an educator, and they said, but it's also the connection that happens.
Yes.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances. So much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
It's cozy season, and nothing compares to wrapping yourself in a Minky Couture blanket. Luxuriously soft, perfectly warm, thoughtfully made. From movie nights to chilly mornings, Minky Couture turns everyday moments into pure comfort. Once you feel it, you'll understand why it's called the original best blanket ever. Visit MinkyCouture.com or a store near you and make this cozy season your softest one yet.
Hearing parents' voices tell stories leads to children being curious about it, and then having older brothers and sisters read those. Sit down, time together spent on a journey builds connection. Do we miss that? Is that not spoken loud enough?
I think so. I agree. It is so important. Just like sports is a foundation for a child's future success. You know, kids learn so much when they're on a sports team. They learn leadership. They sometimes have to learn humility the hard way. They learn about that life's not always about them. Same way with books and childhood literacy. It's a foundation, just like sports is. Mm-hmm. It's a foundation. And if you are surrounded in your family, and it just becomes a thing to do, whether your siblings are there or your parents. But that's why it's so important for families to focus on this. With technology and tablets and iPads and TVs and screen time and phones, what we're missing sometimes is just hanging on to a book and then the community of sitting in a circle. Our founder, Kat Alsey, talks about that's why she started Link to Literacy. In the chaos of a busy life, and you come home from work, and your kids are there, and you're kind of wanting to bring down the chaos in your family, mm-hmm. sometimes just sitting down with a book and exchanging those words. And it's not about the technical reading skills as much as it is the community of your family or caregivers.
It was always, and from the text line, I'll read this so that it will get to the next point. Scott in Lincoln says, many elementary kids do not have books at home to even practice their reading. If you have old books that are age appropriate that you want to get rid of, there are places to contact. He suggests local elementary, but we would suggest some other things. What would you say to folks who have books, age appropriate books, that maybe their kids have aged out and they want them to reach other young people? What do you suggest they do?
The one event we have every year to take books off people's hands is called Wordstock, and that comes in late August. This year it's on August 22nd. It's a Saturday morning at Antelope Park, and we had over 1,600 people last year. We take donated books, just the books that you're talking about, mm-hmm. and we set up a bookstore for the entire community to come in, and we set it up. There's fiction, nonfiction, kids' books, teen books for all ages. And then other people in the community can come in free of charge and go shopping. They get a bag and they can fill that bag full of books and take them home. So hang on to the books if people are wanting to donate them. And then we will be collecting those 6 weeks prior to the event in August. So stay tuned, follow us on socials, and they'll be able to find out about that.
Cupster says this. He says, I was very blessed that I had friends and family who knew what I was interested in reading, mostly Civil War history and sports. But that's the thing, that find the thing that you care about,
yes.
see your likeness, see yourself in it, and then the curiosity leads you to the next thing. It's yes. always been, my mother used to tell a story that I learned to read because in a big family, we had one TV back mm-hmm. in the 60s. We had mm-hmm. one TV. And we would have, with eight kids, you'd have to delegate time. Well, in order to make sure that I got to watch sports on the weekend, when the old TV guy would come out in the Sunday paper, we would gather around the table and you could pick what shows you wanted as a priority and you pick your time. I learned to read so that I could tell when sports was on.
I love that. And
could pick. Hey, I want to make sure the Sunday football's on. I want to make sure basketball's on.
I love that story.
But that reading.
Yes.
Once you learn to read, you don't unlearn.
Exactly.
You don't unlearn.
It's like riding a bike.
You don't become less curious. So it's Go Big Read Week and the partnership with Husker Athletics. What's happening this week that folks should know about and would want to be a part of?
So many exciting things. Yes. Last night as I was reading a book to my 18-month-old, I was just having fun with knowing it was Go Big Read Week. And I said to Jace, I said, Go Big Read. And he immediately went like this, like touchdown. He's so used to hearing that. So he was just as excited as I was for this week. So today is Monday and we are partnering with Nebraska Athletics. And today on Monday, we have athletes going into Title I schools here in Lincoln and they're participating in story time. On Tuesday, it's Go Big Read in the public libraries. So we have, we're partnering with Gear and Walt and Isley. And between 10 and 11, you can go to any of those three libraries. And we actually have the cheer and spirit squads and mascots going in. And then on Wednesday, it's Go Big Read in the community. So we're calling it Go Big Read Together. And that is going to be an Air Park free book fair starting at 4:15. We'll be handing out free books at the Air Park Community Center. And then in partnership with the Food Bank of Lincoln, we'll be handing out free books at the LPS Food Pantry. That starts at 3:00 and goes till 5:30. And we'll have Husker athletes coming in and handing out books from 3:30 to 4:30. That's a new partnership we're really excited about, is with the Food Bank of Lincoln. And we were able to show up at a large food distribution last week. There were about 700 cars, and we were able to hand out hundreds of books to the recipients of the food that were in line. We have made a commitment to the Food Bank of Lincoln to give at least 200 books every month. If there's anyone listening today that would love to help fund that project, we buy brand new books. We buy diverse books. We buy multilingual bilingual books. We had a lot of Spanish-speaking families, and we were lucky to have a lot of Spanish books that we could give them. So if anybody's interested in helping us provide even more books, so that partnership kind of deserves a shout out. That's a new one for us, to provide books to the Lincoln Food Bank recipients. So that's Wednesday. And then Thursday is an exciting event where we are going to bring in the arts. And it is Go Big Read at the Sheldon Museum of Art. So starting at 5 o'clock for 2 hours, it's a free community event. So we're inviting everybody in at 5 o'clock, and they'll be able to take gallery walks. They'll be able to have art projects, bring the whole family. We'll have story time with Nebraska athletes. And it's just going to be a fun evening where we're weaving together community conversations, art, and literature. And it's part of the House on Mango project that we've been working so hard on. Ashley Larson and Kat Alsey are kind of the brains behind that. And it has been coming to life with events at least once a month for the past several months. We're bringing the author to town in April. But the House on Mango Street is a beautiful novel with little short stories about different characters that shaped the author's life as she was growing up. So the House on Mango Street will also be featured on Thursday night at the Sheldon. So just a big shout out for the Sheldon to allowing us to partner with them and with Nebraska Athletics. And then lastly, on Friday, it is Go Big Read at Home. And we are encouraging families to just spend 30 minutes with a book with their children, and then take some pictures or videos, and then use the hashtag NEGoBigRead2026. And we're going to get the whole community to just spend time at home reading together. So you can see that every single day we have so many fun things going on. And we're just so thankful, number one, to the ticket, to Nebraska Athletics, to the Food Bank of Lincoln. We have lots of partners to give a shout out to. I got to look at my notes because I don't want to forget anyone. Lincoln City Libraries has been partnering with us, Nebraska Department of Education, the Lincoln Housing Authority, and then, of course, the Sheldon Museum of Art. So we're very grateful. Go Big Read Week is up and going. And again, as my grandson would say, go big read.
It is special, and it's part of why we're here and doing what we're doing. Trying to get books in the hands of young people and give young people the opportunity to see themselves in these books, dream of a much bigger space. Bach, I would ask you that for your young son, are there books from his mother's hometown that maybe would be of interest to the young man?
Yeah, maybe. Haven't gotten any of those yet. But
yeah. Yeah, we'll that'll become a project for me, is to see if we can find some for your son.
How old is he?
He's 4.
Yeah, that's a good age to start getting excited about books.
Yeah, and you can't. It's okay, Bach. You can read to him about the Boston Celtics. get him locked in early to do that. Joe, it is a pleasure always. Thank you for everything you do for this community on a regular basis. They say good people find good things, and good things become those good people. Thank you for what you're doing through, whether it be through Lincoln Literacy, just for Lincoln in general. Thank you.
You're most welcome. And thanks for all you do as well, DP. Thanks.
Hashtag NEGoBigRead2026. You want to be a part of it. Take pictures. Go to the event. Husker athletes will be there. Books. And you can register as well through Link to Literacy to have your young preschooler receive books on a monthly basis. So lots of things going on with Link to Literacy, but it is Go Big Read Week. Joe, thank you.
Thank you.
Don't go anywhere. The celebration continues of a big week. Nebraska Wesleyan swimming and diving won a title, and it was impressive. We're going to bring in the coach and celebrate, raise a glass to the P-Wolves. Well done, everybody. DP, Joe Sheets, bye. We'll be right back here on The Ticket.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This episode sponsored by Maximus Tribe. You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.
It's cozy season, and nothing compares to wrapping yourself in a Minky Couture blanket. Luxuriously soft, perfectly warm, thoughtfully made. From movie nights to chilly mornings, Minky Couture turns everyday moments into pure comfort. Once you feel it, you'll understand why it's called the original best blanket ever. Visit MinkyCouture.com or a store near you and make this cozy season your softest one yet.